Students at the University of Alaska Anchorage are trying to motivate their classmates and the community to get informed about a controversial infrastructure project, the UMed District Northern Access Road. They say the public still has a chance to shape the project's future. KSKA's Ann Hillman learned more.
The planned but not yet permitted UMed District Road would cut through what is now woods and wetlands to connect Burgaw Street to Elmore, right between the UAA and APU campuses. The legislature set aside $20 million for the project in 2013. UAA Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services Bill Spindle says they're still negotiating what the university would get in exchange for the land to build the road.
You know, if we can do value, you know, instead of money. In other words, an extra roundabout, an extra crossover, then that's a benefit to us.
Spindle says the plans for the road and even the exact route are still not set in stone. That's the major point that students from the environmental planning and problem-solving class want to get across. The UMed District Road is not a done deal. Senior Jennifer Howell says the class is hosting an educational forum because they want students and community members to have the tools to participate in the upcoming Army Corps of Engineers public comment period.
Because it's a little bit more than saying, oh, I think that this is a good idea or a bad idea. The requirement is that there's substantive comments, and that's been a learning process for us as students in the classroom.
Howell explains the Corps is involved because the proposed project involves filling in wetlands. She says the class isn't taking a position on the topic, but they want people to be aware of the process.
But we don't really know what the Corps of Engineers is going to say, and that's why it's really cool that there is a public process still, and that it's really important for us as students in the UAA community to actually get involved in that, because we can actually make a difference. It's not a done deal, and we have a voice. If we don't use the voice, then there's not a whole lot we can do about it. But we do have a voice, and it's important to get involved.
Howell says most students don't know about the project, so the class is inviting speakers from the UAA administration, like Spindle, to talk about why the road is necessary and to answer questions.
Well, this road for us is all about safety.
Spindle says the road would reduce traffic problems on UAA Drive and move cars to the outskirts of campus. He says the roundabouts would slow traffic. The student-led meeting will take place at the UAA library on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., The Corps public comment period will begin once the Department of Transportation submits the permit applications. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.